Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's World Cup semifinals in Atlanta today. Just getting started, it's England against Argentina. The winner will advance to face Spain on Sunday. Hockey. While the full NHL schedule will be released tomorrow, today we know the Blue Jackets' first home game will be October 1st against Buffalo. The Jackets today also announced that forward Luke Tuck has signed a two-year, two-way contract. He was acquired last month from Montreal. Detroit Red Wings legend Steve Yzerman has stepped down from his role as general manager and executive vice president and will shift into being a senior advisor with the team ownership. Meanwhile, baseball still on pause for the All-Star break, but the Houston Astros, according to reports, are trading veteran pitcher Lance McCullers to Milwaukee. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives your weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear hole.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. How
it's
are you?
Good, clean Wednesday, baby. I'm great.
Oh, good. That makes one of us.
You got to take the pills, man. You got to take them. Every
pills
day you come
are
in
good.
With a new sense of despair. Yeah. You got 3 hours of fun ahead of you.
This is fun. This is the highlight of my day, man.
Yes, I know. But the rest of it concerns me.
It's not as bad as it seems.
Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Nothing is off limits. We'll do Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran at 3:30. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. We're going to celebrate the ESPYs today because that goes on tonight.
Oh, in the only way that we know how. Because the ESPYs now are complete, total garbage.
They were always garbage.
It's been garbage for a long time, though.
No, from the get-go. The concept of an award show for sports was stupid. You have awards in sports. They're called championships. Look, I'm not a fan of rewarding art like the Oscars and the Emmys and the Grammys. And who's to say that art is better than this art? I don't like that. But at least I understand it from the point of there's no other prize to win in the world of entertainment. But in sports, you compete, you win. You won the trophy.
This all has to do with how ESPN grew into the big giant conglomerate that they are, to where we just boiled them down to referring to them as the four letter. They had to be in every single space that was available.
I'm aware.
First, they were just their own entity. Then they became partnered with Disney and ABC. And then, there's an award show for TV. There's an award show for movies. Those are famous. Those have been going on forever. And then they figured they had to have an award show. We have to be able to do a red carpet. We've got to highlight our own talent. We got to invite all the sports celebrities. We have a space here that we're not tapping
who's the
into.
Better athlete?
We'll do it during
LeBron
the dead period.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
You can't compare the two.
Well, they're going to do it anyway. So they don't care what you think. They're going to do them. And the only thing that I would ever pay attention to was the opening act, because I'm a fan of it. I know you're a fan of stand-up comedy, and I wanted to see how they were going to blend somebody from that world with the sports world. And that's why the piece that we're going to play, what time are we going to do that again? 4:30, you said?
4:30.
4:30, yeah. We'll play in some chunks what we think is the best one that was ever done because of its sort of shock value. And you wondered, boy, how are they going to have Norm MacDonald do what Norm does in front of that audience? But as I've found out, the audiences have kind of become worse over the years. And I don't understand when we all sign up for something and we know what we're going into, and then we're still going to be upset about it. We're still going to be angry about it. I mean, you are choosing to come and have a night.
Timmy.
You know who is going to do this show. If you don't like the person, and if you don't want to have fun and laugh and enjoy yourself and make fun of yourself a little bit, then stay home.
Timmy, who are we talking about here?
Whether spoiled, it's, rich brats
whether
that can't have a good time
Hollywood
and poke fun at themselves.
Who couldn't handle, like, Ricky Gervais hosting
the Emmys he would do. No, right? Wasn't that his famous one where he did the Emmys and he just
ripped
them all? The Globes, okay.
Golden Globes. And he did it for years and he would just, you know, rip them to shreds. And you had some that enjoyed it, that had a good time.
Right.
And now you have others that, you know, throw big hissy fits. Same thing with the athletes. And they have this in common. They're told that they're the most wonderful thing every single day. Their whims are catered to in the form of an athlete, probably since middle school. They've just been better than everybody else. And they've been surrounded by yes men and women for their entire life. And so then they get into a situation where somebody wants to poke fun at the absurdity of all of this. Well, then that we can't have that.
I think, you know, a little peek behind the curtain. I think that's why I'm really such good, like, genuine friends with a guy like Tyvus. And he is that kind of guy. I guess the thing you could say is that Tyvus did not reach like a certain stratosphere as a professional athlete, but that's okay. He's still a legendary Buckeye athlete in his own right.
I've met a lot of Buckeyes that didn't reach any status.
2014 National Championship winner, and he was the MVP of that game. That's pretty damn good. But he can laugh at himself with the best of them, and he takes it the way that it's supposed to be taken, because we're not meaning any harm by it.
Well, sometimes I mean harm. Well, you know, sometimes.
You say that, but you really don't. But it's because he's such a good sport about it. Is why we love him, because we never were able to get to that spot, you know, like as athletes, we had to then start go and explore other avenues if we wanted to stay in a life that sort of circumvented sports or staying near it. But I really, really respect the athletes that have made it big, but can also have a sense of humor about things.
How you doing over there, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
How's your day off yesterday?
It's pretty good. Did a lot of stuff yesterday.
What'd you do?
Well, nothing exciting, but I got my oil changed, you know, yesterday. So I went to the dealership and got that taken care of. I also,
how long you have to wait for that?
Dealership oil change?
Yeah.
No Valvoline? No, sit in your car and
no. Oh, I go to the dealership too.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
How long that? Yeah, as you just asked him, how long does that take you?
Mine was
hour and a half.
My appointment was at 8 and I was out of there, you know, probably a little before, just before 9, I think it was. So
yeah, well, Teddy and I prefer not to have sex offenders work on our cars, you know?
You're calling the good, clean boys and girls at the Valvoline sex offenders?
Some of them. Yeah.
How do you know there's not sex offenders
That's
at your
right.
dealership?
Because I
take a walk around those halls. The photos might be posted somewhere.
We vet them. We know.
Yeah. Teddy and I know.
You're
we
sure.
Dig.
I vetted them all. Yeah.
You know who's pulling that gasket under your car.
They're good, clean boys, girls.
All right, oil change. What else?
I also got to my dryer vent cleaned out.
You know
well.
What?
It's
How
very
is
important.
This for a coincidence? We also had our dryer vent cleaned out yesterday.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. What are the odds of that?
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Last time we did it was like 4 years ago. Did we pick the day that you got yours done?
What type of coincidence
you know what?
Is that?
We actually got our dryer vent cleaned out on Monday.
No, you
didn't. You liar.
Oh, my God.
Such a liar.
Three guys with clean hoses.
Oh, it's squeaky clean now.
It is.
Just completely blown out.
Yeah. No lint in there. Hey, you know what today is?
Yeah, I do.
Today's National Hot Dog Day.
Yeah, it is. And I started to, I think I came away with a pretty good win on the home front. You know, we've had this thing where I haven't really been able to enjoy certain things for dinner. And hot dogs was on that list for a long time.
I don't understand
until
your house.
Today.
I really don't.
No, there's nothing to understand, Mike. I don't understand it either. Why sit there and say how you don't understand it? Like, I'm not like, oh, I completely understand it. Hot dogs are bad, bad, bad food. Shouldn't have those for dinner. It's a perfectly sane thing for an American household to have for dinner.
I can understand if the two of them just don't like hot dogs. I get that. I don't agree, but I get it.
Because I should still get to have them for dinner even if they don't like them.
This notion that, oh, we like them. They're good. Same thing with like the cold sub. Oh, we like it very much. Well, can we have it for dinner? No, that's not dinner food. What does that mean?
I don't know.
If it's good food and you like it, it's dinner food.
Then eat it. Have it.
Well, what is this, Downton Abbey, where it's not fancy enough? The butler has to bring your dinner in?
I can understand how you would say, like, we're not having cheese and crackers for dinner, even though we like to snack on that.
I don't know what's
we're
wrong
not
with
gonna
that.
Have a bowl
you get a
of
nice
cheese
summer
in.
Sausage and a spread out?
Get that snap to it?
Oh, my God. That'd be a fantastic dinner.
Hardened Genoa salami. Just slice that up nice.
I love the idea of hillbilly charcuterie for dinner.
Charcuterie board for dinner.
I've had
beautiful.
That many times.
But it's hot dogs. Fire up the grill. Throw some glizzies
so
out
you're
there.
So you're going to do it tonight?
Yes, we're doing it tonight. I'm stopping.
I don't know why you got to fight for this.
I had to fight. I basically just came down this morning. I said, you know what? We talked about this yesterday. Fishy gave us the little heads up. It's National Hot Dog Day tomorrow. I said that today because today is today. It's National Hot Dog Day. I said, tonight's National Hot Dog Night. We're doing dogs. We got the ballpark brand in there. I don't like them. I'm going to cook those up for Jack. I'm stopping. I'm getting a new pack of Hebrew Nationals. And for you, Sarah, since I know you like the chili dogs, I'll get you a little can of the Hormel chili that you love so much. We'll do a little diced onion and fixins bar.
That announcement.
I'll do the cheddar off the block.
Should be greeted with applause. They should have been in the kitchen applauding you. Kazoos should be going off.
Party poppers
all over the
fireworks
place.
Are
she just
off.
Rips her bra off and does it to you right there in the kitchen. That's the type of reaction that I want.
Instead, I enter a room. It's just disdain and sorrow.
I don't get it.
My suggestions for dinner. Hot dog night, though. Won't
good.
It be
I'm
great?
Glad. I'm glad you put your foot down as a man.
Oh,
it's baby. About time you took control of your household.
I'll even throw the ketchup away. Gonna chuck it in the trash.
You just want to get me fully engorged now, don't you?
You're going to be like the Urfa man before you know it.
Maybe. We got some Jackets news today. Details coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking two left lanes on northbound 270 at 33 on the north outer belt. Expected to move slow from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. And we've got a crash on eastbound 70 on the east side before 33 causing delay. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Introducing something bold at Fusion. Steak is back, including the new Smoke Show Roll. Inspired by the backyard barbecue. This is sushi reimagined. Check them out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man and Timmy are inviting select jabronis to the station for pizza. Hey, that could be you. Email goodcleanboy@gmail.com and tell us why you should be chosen.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Heat advisory is in place for the afternoon hours as we have a top heat index right around 100. Otherwise, plan for actual highs in the mid-90s under a mostly sunny and hazy sky. Mid-70s for a low tonight, so another warm one. And for Thursday, partly to mostly sunny skies. Hazy skies continue from that high-level wildfire smoke with highs once more in the mid-90s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to tell you about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do they do? Concrete floor coatings. Any application, but I'm talking specifically to you about your garage floor. Perhaps you've had another company come in and give you a garage floor. And maybe 5 years later, you look at it and say, wow, that really sucks. What the hell did I pay for? You're never going to have that regret with Comer and Cross because I am selling you the most premium product that there is when it comes to putting down a lovely garage. Your garage is going to look like a new car showroom. When you pull into it.
Nothing but the best.
I only give you the best, Timmy.
That's right.
I'm not like you. right?
What the hell does that mean?
Selling crap that you don't even like. Not like you.
Selling crap? Hi, Timmy here for crap. I'm going to get a garage floor company that's worse. It's much, much worse.
Well, you know what? They're all worse.
Yeah.
Than Comer and Cross. Because they're the gold standard. They're never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. They're going to come in. They're going to fix all the imperfections in your crappy floor. And if somebody else did your floor previously, they come in, they fix it. Then they're going to apply the finish that you select. They make their own chemicals. This is pure stuff. This is not Chinese crap that they're cutting with lard. No, none of that. It's going to seep deep into the concrete.
Do they use science?
They use science. They're chemical labs.
Do they put Flex in it?
They'll put Flex in it when they're done.
Ooh.
For style?
Yeah.
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 Add a little texture to it?
Yeah.
But man, when I tell you can eat off this floor, you can eat off the floor. And then squeegee it off.
Mmm.
You like to squeegee your floor?
I'm always squeegeeing my
floor. Yeah, you like a good squeegee.
Because I'm good and clean.
Yeah.
If there's ever any bit of like water runoff, I get that squeegee out there and I get it right out of town.
Good and clean. No subcontractors at Comer and Cross. They're all employees. They all show up. They're all good and clean. They'll even take the stuff out of the garage for you, you lazy bum.
I'd like to do it, but I don't want to get all my shovels out.
Don't worry. They'll get all your grave digging shovels out for you. Call them now, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, or go to comercross.com, comercross.com. What did I tease?
You said, we have some Jackets news.
The Jackets announced their opener today, Thursday, October 1st, at home against Buffalo. So, Yarmo's Buffalo Sabres coming into town, John Davidson's.
That's right,
Buffalo Sabres. That's the new news from this week. Is that JD has been hired as a senior consultant for the Sabres. We'll talk to Rimmer about that at 5:30. I'm a little bit surprised at that because the last time that JD and Yarmo worked closely together, they didn't seem to get along on a couple hot issues, but I guess space and distance and money changes all of that.
Were those issues the fact that our team was spiraling out of control in misery and we couldn't win anything? We tapped out or we capped
among other
we
issues.
We capped off at, you know, going all in for a deep run and we won one playoff series, which was great. We swept the number one team in the conference. That was it, though. We ran into a buzzsaw in Boston and won a couple games, but that was it. So one playoff series win. That's what we accomplished with that regime. I love it. I'm sure that now the Sabres will win the Stanley Cup. Like, it is going to happen. Yarmo, just sprinkling a little Yarmo dust on everything there. And now JD is going to be there in an advisory role. They'll win the Cup this next season or the one after that with the two of them being a part of it. And they'll be laughing and laughing and laughing.
It's National Hot Dog Day. I'm reading this story in USA Today about where to get a hot dog deal today. They got $1 hot dogs at Circle K. If you'd like to drop by your local Circle K.
I think we could do a little bit better than that.
Well,
Come on.
Can get two for $3.50 at 7-Eleven. And I like how it says Costco. You can get a $1.50 hot dog. Yeah, it's called every damn day.
Yeah, see, I don't appreciate how...
Every day you can get that.
I don't appreciate how we see much more love for the Costco deals than we do for the Sam's Club deals. What gives? I would think that the Sam's Club is throwing their weight around even more so than Costco. I would say that they are the OG big box store ahead of Costco. They've been around. They've been banging for a lot longer.
What about a BJ's?
Give me a break. You're not putting BJ's in the same ring as Sam's Club.
What I'm saying is, I don't know who was
first. You out of your mind?
That's what I'm saying.
BJ's is Conor McGregor. You know, blowing out his ACL while he's trying to limp back into the ring.
He's blowing something.
I mean, we're like John Bones Jones. You don't want to mess around with us. I don't know why I'm picking UFC references right now, but don't give
You're
me
just
that.
On BJ's. Drugs and...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. $1.50 hot dog deal. It's one of the great deals in
yeah,
food,
you're right.
Though.
The we don't really give enough credit to that small family-run business, Walmart.
No,
yeah,
we don't.
Who owns Sam's Club. We don't give them enough credit.
Right.
They're really just getting screwed over, those mom-and-pop stores.
Yeah. Give them more love. Come on.
At Regal Cinemas, until August 2nd, Regal Crown Club members get an extra 1,000 extra credits when they purchase any hot dog, including Regal's new quarter-pound Nathan's hot dog.
Okay, all right.
See, that's a quality item.
Yeah, I didn't. That's
movie theater hot dogs in the past, Timmy, in the past.
It would mess you up.
Used to be no one would get a hot dog at the movie theater, but now you get rack of lamb at the movie theater.
Has the menu really improved?
Well, they got some of these theaters where you go and they give you a full dinner.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want to do. I want to sit in a captive room with a bunch of strangers in the dark while the guy next to me eats Cajun chicken. That's what I want to smell when I'm in there.
While you have chicken Alfredo.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Right? You're going to scrape up the sauce and the cheese with a little breadstick when you're done.
You got some fried oysters? Yeah. Some good eating.
Where are you going to put the shells? Bend over and I'll show you.
Right on the floor. Shake Shack. I like how this is a deal, by the way. From July 15th through the 19th. Today's the 15th. Shake Shack is offering a classic hot dog with classic fries or a classic lemonade for $8.
So wait.
So the deal is a hot dog and a drink for $8. That's the deal.
Well, wait, you can get the hot dog and fries
for $8.
Or you can get the hot dog and lemonade, but we're not going to give you all three.
No.
We're not going to give you all three.
And you got to order on the app.
We're going to make you choose.
And you got to use the code SUMMERDOG. Summer dog makes me feel fine. Sonic, tomorrow. No, that's not right. Yes, tomorrow. Is selling 99-cent corn dogs.
That's a nice little deal.
I don't know why they're doing that tomorrow,
yeah, I don't
not
know
today.
Today's the National Hot Dog Day. But then again, that's a corn dog. That's not, you know, specifically just the hot dog. That's
I don't see any deals for this here. Maybe they have it, but you like the Auntie Anne's pretzel?
Yeah.
You like that?
Who doesn't like... What kind of maniac...
I'm quite sure.
...doesn't like
that there's
Auntie
someone
Anne's pretzel.
Listening to us right now. That doesn't like it.
Well, that someone
is
needs
an idiot
to have their brain examined.
But I'll tell you what, you ever have one of the little corn dogs, not the corn dogs, the hot
pretzel
dogs
dog.
Wrapped
yeah.
in the pretzel?
Yeah, I have.
That's some good eating.
You know what also is a good snack? Just to do little pigs in a blanket every now and then. Just get your little Pillsbury crescent rolls or whatever you do and just throw them in the oven and bake them up just right. That is a delicious little snack. Nothing wrong with that.
You ever do it with like a buttermilk pancake?
I never have.
Yeah.
I'd eat that.
Sweet, savory thing going on.
I'd eat that. What's your hot dog of choice?
I'm a Chicago guy.
What's your brand? If you're just getting them for that, if you get
at the grocery store, I'm with you. I'm a Hebrew National guy.
Hebrew National all the way.
Yeah, I go kosher.
You're making a straight up Chicago dog at the house. Good for you.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You do the whole. You get the proper buns.
I will get
with the poppy seed, and you dress them up with a sliced tomato.
You got the hot green relish. You gotta have the sliced tomato.
Well, you do, or else
I know
it's not a Chicago
dog. A lot of places around here they do a Chicago dog, but they do diced tomato, and I'm sorry, that's just wrong.
I think Dirty Frank's does theirs that way.
I don't know, but I'm just saying that's wrong. If you're going to do it, you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
That includes getting the sport peppers.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have the sport peppers.
The sport peppers just have, they got so much flavor to them. They're not even all that spicy.
No.
You just
need a nice vinegary
bite. Yeah, it pops.
Especially when you have the sweet relish.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the dill
it's
kosher spear.
It's got to be
spear.
The bright green, like the neon,
yes, neon
secret
green.
Of the ooze
you want
relish, though.
All that bad dye that RFK Jr. says is going to kill you.
Right.
In that relish.
Uh-huh.
And then the dill pickle spear,
mm-hmm.
which when you get the hot dog is on the hot dog. But so many like rookies, they just start eating it with the spear on the hot dog. No, you take the spear off. You put the spear on the side. That is a side item.
One of my favorite dogs that I've ever come across is the Carolina style all the way.
With the slaw.
Which
on
you,
it.
Well, it's not just the slaw. You combine the chili with the slaw, and that's what makes it really special. You just have the mustard, onion, chili, slaw. Those are the four ingredients. That's what goes on it. That's it. And it's perfect. And
so it's a Coney dog just with slaw.
It's a Coney dog, yeah, with slaw.
Doesn't
on top.
What's a Seattle dog? Seattle dog has cream cheese, doesn't it? A lot of people rant and rave about the Seattle Dog.
I don't know that one.
I don't know if I'd like it or not. But you know what? I take that back. Why wouldn't I like it?
What else would... I wonder what else is on that one. A Seattle Dog, huh?
Yeah, Teddy, I got Seattle it here. Dog? It's got your toasted bun, a generous smear of cream cheese, and grilled or caramelized onions.
Oh, I'd eat the crap out of that.
A Seattle-style dog. Yeah, no. Give me that one. Give me one of those. What type of bun is it? Just a straight up normal? Not like the split top?
It looks like it's a split top, just from the picture that I'm seeing.
Yeah, delicious.
Now, sounds good. The New York-style dog, I'm not a huge fan of because I'm not a sauerkraut guy.
No kraut?
I mean...
Not like television's Adam King.
No, Adam King, he just loves in kraut.
Yeah.
He's got kraut in his pants.
I don't know how it got there, but it's there.
Leather jacket time. Speaking of kraut in the pants, leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the right shoulder of northbound 315's on-ramp from Town Street. And there's a 5-minute delay due to a crash blocking two left lanes if you're on northbound 270 on the north outer belt at 33. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's leather jacket time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
She is the star of 10TV. It's Nicole Sheeran.
What up?
Now, I saw you come in today.
Yes.
All right. You were very flustered. Looked disheveled. Like you were, doing something. I'll ask you what in a second. But I've never said this about you. All right. I've known you for how long now? I think we've become pretty good friends.
Yeah.
All right. When you walked in today, you smelled like the barnyard.
Mike.
Yes.
No, you are so far away.
I'm
you
sorry.
Couldn't even smell me.
Were you outside?
Nicole. No.
Sweating,
Nicole.
Okay,
I
wasn't
hate...
just outside. I've been outside in the 95-degree heat since 11 a.m.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Timmy smelled it, too. Looked at each other.
Here's what I'll
you
say.
What?
Like, there's like, foul and funkified, and there's B.O., and it's not... I wouldn't go that far. It's just when you look at someone, and then you can, like, tell by the look that they've kind of been through it. And then the smell sort of follows next, and it's just like a faint sort of like musk.
I think the
what
smell.
What up, bitches?
Like he's kind of alluding to like the stables and like the barnyard.
I think barnyard was a good adjective.
I come from a hillbilly adjective. Family, so I'm used to like the barnyard stuff. So that's kind of a compliment on my side of things. But I think the smell part is y'all's upper lip.
No, because no. I smelled hot grass. Like
I was on hot grass.
I knew
rolling
without
around
knowing
the grass.
Yes.
That you were doing something golf related. Today and you were out there for at least an hour and a half in 93-degree weather.
I was out there from 11 a.m. until about 3:10 before I busted my booty to the station to make it for this segment.
So tell the people what you were doing today.
I was at the lovely Scarlet Course covering the U.S. Amateur final qualifying.
That's right.
So the only places they send you now is the Senior Open, the U.S. Senior Open with all the geezers.
Yes.
And now we go hang out with the teenagers.
Don't forget the senior bowling.
The bowling as well.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the biggest of
yes.
that. Yeah. Don't leave that out, man. 60-plus bowling. It's actually going to take over pickleball in this country soon.
I will say, if it wasn't so hot, I was really enjoying myself. I mean, it was pretty cool. Like, Charlie Woods was out there today. We had three Buckeyes playing.
Did you talk to Charlie Woods?
Well, I was not allowed to do an interview with him. I did ask.
Is it because you smelled?
Ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't say you did or you didn't?
I did ask.
And they said, no, Charlie, no talk.
Well, they were very nice about it. They just said, hey, we don't want to really do that today. I said, okay, no worries. Like, because he didn't qualify. So it's not like, you know, the story was that he was there, which was really cool. But I was not going to make a 15-year-old boy talk to me if he didn't want to. And the
First
lady
all,
that was with him.
What 15-year-old boy wouldn't want to talk to you?
I know, guys. I know. Well, maybe when I smell like the way I do or look the way I do.
How do you think he smelled?
He's terrible.
Yeah,
because
right?
he'd been
sweating.
He was
probably in it for 6+ hours.
Yeah, but he seemed like a really sweet kid. But it was not a bad thing. Like, I understand why the lady that was with him was kind of like, hey, no, we're not going to do this today. Like, totally fine.
Being protective of him.
Yeah, I get it.
Everyone wants
to
talk to him
kid.
Because he's Tiger's kid,
yeah.
not because of, like, what he's doing
exactly.
in
because
the game
again,
at this
he didn't
point.
Qualify. Yeah. So it's like, that's not the story here.
It's going to be a lot of pressure for him. I've thought about that. Like, that, I mean,
yeah.
clearly
but,
you're not going to get to dad's level.
Yeah.
Like that's not something that really is on the table. It would be miraculous if he even got to, you know, a quarter of what Tiger's accomplishments were as a professional golfer. But it's cool to see that he's got the love for the game.
He does. He was carrying his own bag out there. Like, he was just doing it.
He was
doing his thing.
Were most doing that? Were most carrying their own bag?
There was a mix. Like, three of the Buckeyes were in this as well. Two of them had caddies by the Ohio State coach and the assistant coach. So it just kind of depends. One of their friends was their caddy.
Like, Jay Mosley, the head coach, was slinging someone's bag out there?
He was.
Good for
him.
He
was getting after it. He was. He was putting in the work.
So what's the big story that you're going to tell? Like, what was the big thing?
Well, one of the Buckeyes, I had to leave before it officially ended, but one of the Buckeyes is most likely going to qualify.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Neil Shipley?
No, Mike.
Did you stop it with Chip?
His name is Timmy.
Well, his name's Timmy.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Oh, really? So it's not the feller that qualified for the U.S. Open.
No.
Going to qualify again for the... So he's not going to qualify for the USAM.
Well, no, he wasn't playing in it, the one you're talking about.
No, okay. I would have figured our golfer that was in the U.S. Open would try to qualify for the USAM.
That one
but
was caddying.
Yeah, he was caddying
another guy named Finley was one of the Buckeyes
playing. Timmy, you don't even know his last name, do you?
I don't want to botch it. He's from the Czech Republic, and I don't want to botch his last name. But he was such a nice guy, and I felt really bad because I was like, hey, can I talk to you? Because they were going to go play in a playoff. I mean, there was probably an eight-way tie.
Miss Nicole.
Okay, that's not how I talk.
No,
he was so nice.
Oh, it's like Timo Tej
yes.
Formanek.
But he goes by Timmy because Timo Tej.
He's from Prague.
My guy.
Yeah.
My guy. Yeah, that crap is fire. I'm talking serious fire.
You can get confused
fire.
When your AI voice shows up.
It is kind of.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's one of our better voices.
I like the what up dog. That one. Play that one.
Did we do what up dog?
It's in the show open. Isn't
it's
that AI
up,
or is that
it's
actually
what's
me?
Up? Yeah, it says yeah, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Right? Yeah.
That's what it
yeah.
is.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
We don't have the what?
Yeah,
up,
dog.
Bitch.
Yeah, that S is cray cray.
I don't know where it is.
Anyway, should I try out the 10 TV showers for the first time? Because clearly I don't smell very good.
What's the dilly with those showers back there?
The dilly is that they haven't been used since 1912.
Why?
Because they're gross. You want to go try it?
What do you think happens in the showers?
I don't want to know, Mike.
I would hope water comes out.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't go in there.
Oh, my God.
It scares me.
It's Tom Tiberi and a Yeti. Ah!
Hey.
No, it's Bigfoot.
Sasquatch. Scratch my back.
Not a Yeti. It's Bigfoot.
Sorry, it's Bigfoot. I saw he's got Bigfoot in the basement now.
Yeah,
he got like
being
a big,
the
bee. He got like a big cardboard cutout.
Yeah, he loves Bigfoot.
Of the Bigfoot. He's in his man cave. He's
I will
it all
say,
set
though,
up.
I did. The one really great thing that came out of the golf tournament is I found a golf coach.
I didn't know you were in the market for a golf coach.
Yes,
really,
I am. Timmy
really
knows
going...
that. I've asked him a couple times to help me out.
I have offered help, and you let it go
this
cold
guy,
every time.
This guy, really, he said Tuesdays, I'm going to be learning the game. It's going to be great.
Didn't you go on a date with a golf pro?
What? No. Timmy's friend. No, I actually, wait.
Yes.
Not
hot,
a golf pro, but a golfer.
Guy. A golfer.
No, not that guy.
Oh, okay, not
different
hot guy.
Different guy. A golfer who was still in college, who was just really too young for me. He's now dating a girl, and I'm very happy for them, but he was too young for me.
Was that the guy that was
we
on the golf trip?
We didn't just go on a date. We went on like 5 dates.
Was this
the
guy
who Dom set me up with?
Who was
He's
on
like 15?
Who
not
was
after.
On the golf trip with Reimer, and then you found out after the fact.
Oh, that's a different guy.
That's not the guy.
But
God, you've had a lot of dates here,
pro.
Nicole.
Okay, that's so nice
you
of you to say
you
that. It doesn't feel like it, you know.
Right. Seems like you sample a lot, and you don't have any serious relationship with anybody.
Listen,
at all.
I'm very picky.
How we're doing it.
Okay. I'm picky.
Doing a lot of free samples at the Costco. Now you're not hungry for the meal.
No, because I get full. You know?
I understand.
Yeah, I'm a big samples girl.
We totally get it. Uh-huh. That's sort of where we're getting at.
All right, guys.
Maybe it's time to just settle down.
You know what?
And accept a decent man that is looking for love and affection.
Like who?
And then maybe you can have a nice partnership. And then maybe your life will be fulfilled in other ways.
My life is fulfilled right now, Tim. Thank you very much.
Is it?
I don't need a man to fulfill my life.
Is that why you text at 11 o'clock at night that the world is upside down?
When did I do that?
All the time.
That's fair.
All the time.
That's a nightly
occurrence. I'm gonna die alone.
How you doing, Nicole?
I'm gonna die alone.
Suicidal.
Sitting here alone at work, nobody to talk to.
Okay, yeah, it is really depressing when I'm just here by myself for 5 hours after the 6 o'clock show and nobody's here.
We've all gone home to our families.
Yeah, that must be nice to have that. Not only families, but a normal schedule.
Must be nice to have a family.
What else you got? Anything?
I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a while. I missed you. That's when you're supposed to say missed you too.
Missed you too, Nicole.
Oh, the fakest thing I've ever heard. Missed what about you too? Tim?
How's your wound?
It's really nice, Nicole.
It really hurts. It actually hurts sitting. That's why I wanted to stand today. But
is it infected?
Are there sutures in it still? Did they come out yet?
No.
Are there maggots living in it?
No. I hope. Well, I don't know. I need to take a shower.
Oh, speaking of maggots, it was trash day today. Oh,
you got some good ones.
You've got to clean the big can, folks.
I know you do.
You've got to like empty it out on a trash day and then fill that sucker with car wash soap and get the spray hose.
Car wash.
We're doing a deep cleanse of the garbage can.
Your hair looks different today.
Bad.
No, I like it. It's got a little, like, swoop going on.
You see, Mike, that's called a compliment.
I give you a compliment all the time. I told you yesterday that I liked your hair, didn't I?
Mikey, your hair looks good, too.
I don't care. See, I don't care for that.
What about my hair?
You've just been out in the sun for 6 hours, sweating like a pig.
I'll say.
Look like a heroin addict.
I'll say you look pretty good for being outside for the last five hours.
Well, I have to be on television, so I must fix myself.
Are you wearing that?
No, Tim, I'm not wearing this exercise dress. What do you think I am, a hoodlum? No.
A dirty
head.
There is no way y'all could smell me walking in the door. That is a fat lie. Then you could smell me right now in this room.
Yes, we can.
You don't look like a newswoman. Right. You look like a dirty...
I'm glad this is funny for you, too.
It is.
Oh, wow.
You're going to be on the TV tonight? What time?
Was that? I didn't like how you both did that at the same time.
What time tonight?
Every same time as always, Mikey. I'll be on at 5:15 talking about the golf tournament, 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock.
She gave you the same time as always
treatment. Same time as always.
Yeah, you asked me the same time. Same time as always.
Never changes. She is Nicole Sheeran from 10 TV. Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, guys.
You're the best.
Bye.
It's official. Sports Illustrated is to never be taken seriously again. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute delay if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. When's the hottest week of the summer? The one with 30% off at Fresh Time Market. From July 22nd through July 28th, save on over 4,000 wellness items like protein powder, skincare, sunscreen, and collagen. See you at Fresh Time for this scorching sale. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
We're at The Fan. We love summer as much as the next guy. Fun times at the pool, family vacations, all that crap. But as the dog days descend upon us, it only means one thing. Buckeye Football Fall Camp. Join us beginning August 6th. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
All right, we got to talk about Sports Illustrated and what the hell is going on. But before I do, I feel like you guys have some midweek boredom hitting you. I got a new show that I want you to try out. Well, first off...
A new radio show other than this one?
No, talking TV here.
Oh.
You listen to all 3 hours, and if you miss it, you listen to the podcast, and then after it's all done. So tonight at 8, you got a brand new episode of Master Chef only on Fox 28, and then right after that, it is the premiere of an all new show called Nation's Dumbest. Reimer, you around? I got a show for you. So the thing about this show is you don't want to win. It's the only game show out there that you don't want to win. Each week, the smartest, in quotations, celebrity graduates, narrows the field until you get a high-stakes final exam. Then we're going to determine who will be left standing with the distinction nobody wants, the title of Nation's Dumbest. We've got celebs like Carmen Electra. We've got college football analyst Matt Leinart. He's on the show. Steve-O is on the show. Andrew Yang, Anthony Michael Hall, Ice-T, and so many more.
So many more.
Hosted by comedian Jack Whitehall. Don't miss Nation's Dumbest, premiering tonight at 9, following an all-new episode of Master Chef at 8, only on Fox 28.
Mm-mm.
Class is in session.
It's a hell of a read. We got halftime, England and Argentina. No score. Halftime. This determines who moves on to play España in the World Cup final. I saw this. Our buddies at 11 Warriors posted it, and I'd like to say I can't believe it, but I can, because Sports Illustrated, back when I was banging, was the be-all, end-all. I mean, I would beg my parents to let me get the full Sports Illustrated subscription. Number one, because the thought of a magazine coming to my house every single week was intoxicating. Number two, I wanted the football phone that came with the subscription.
I never got the football phone, and we had subscriptions on again, off again.
You never got the football phone.
Never noticed the football phone at the house.
Well, they'd give
different
free giveaways
throughout the years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one day I got that football phone.
You did.
I did. And it was wonderful.
Did you have a dedicated phone line? Or not
I
dedicated,
did not.
But
I had
did you
a
have
phone
a phone
in the
jack?
Room.
You did have a phone in the room.
Yes.
That's incredible.
As I got older,
never did.
I had a phone in my room. It was not a dedicated phone line. But remember Sports Illustrated? I'd wait for that thing to pop up every single week. I used to keep all the covers that I thought were awesome. If any of my favorite guys or teams were on the covers, I would keep those. And then when I was old enough, when I bought my own house, one of the things I always wanted to do was take some classic covers and have them framed.
Yeah.
And I did that.
Yeah.
That's how much I thought of Sports Illustrated. Now,
did you do that in like a, before you go on, did you do your framing like with the same covers in the same like collage? Or did you do them separately
frames.
And frame and mat the ones that you loved?
Yeah,
would
different
you,
frames.
Would you do that, when you would take that to like a professional framer, would they remove the cover or would they put the entire magazine
in there?
No,
they
put
the entire magazine in there.
They put the whole thing in there for you?
They asked what I wanted to do.
Okay, they asked your opinion.
And I said I'd rather keep the magazine intact.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what's better. I only have a couple, but they weren't ones that I did myself. They were passed down, but my dad had one you would like. It's the, it was maybe when Michael Jordan got his first MVP award and they did like a holograph.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that
Absolutely.
One? I have that one. It's in the garage.
That wasn't suitable for framing, that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Because when it's just in the frame, it's not a great visual.
I know. You want to be able to like move it.
Yeah.
So you can get the effects with the light.
Yeah, I remember that one. I collected all of them. And now you can take your Sports Illustrateds and pretty much just wipe your ass with them. That's what they are. So 11 Warriors posted this. I guess late last week, they did their 50 greatest college football players of all time list. And Jim Brown was number one. Herschel Walker, 2. Barry Sanders, 3. So lots of running backs
okay.
so far.
Syracuse, Georgia,
Jim
Oklahoma
Thorpe,
State.
Number 4, Cam Newton, 5. Bo Jackson, 6. Dick Butkus, 7. Tim Tebow, 8. Red Grange, 9. Orlando Pace, 10. So a Buckeye does show up in the top 10. However, nowhere in their top 20. And look, Joe Burrow shows up at number 13. Vince Young is at number 19. Ricky Williams at number 20. Nowhere in their top 20 is Archie. The man, the only man who's won the Heisman Trophy twice, which I find to be utterly ridiculous. He came in at number 21.
It's embarrassing.
On the list. How do you? I could almost understand if you left him off the list completely, because then you can just say, "Oh my God, we forgot. He slipped through the cracks." But they put him on at 21.
I'd rather see the apology. I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you would almost have hoped that he wasn't even in the top 50, like you're saying. But the fact that he is there at number 21 just lets you know that they're stupid. I was okay when I heard the first four, right? Like, without looking at the numbers, I think of those four guys. Jim Thorpe, you kind of almost think is a given as like a legacy type of pick. It kind of shows you that you're thinking about the broader scope, right? That you understand that eras change and that it is always not about who's got the lead in the stats department, because football's changed, right? When they put Cam Newton at number five all time, if we want to talk about greatest seasons in college football history, I can hear Cam Newton. But to put him up there as one of the four or five best players to ever play college football, Tim Tebow would have to be well above him. He played one season at Auburn.
Yeah, one season.
One season, and then he was done. And he had a lot of scandal following him with that season, too.
Vince Young, to me.
Vince would be above him.
Who comes in at number 19, I'd put him above Cam Newton.
That's insane that he's not above Cam Newton.
It's nuts. It's nuts that Archie is not, I'll say, in the top 10. I'll even give him that. I'll give him 10 spots
to put him.
The whole
list is wrong. It's just wrong.
All right, it's Good Clean Wednesday, which means you can send us emails, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. We'll read some of your emails and all that crap. Plus, Cam Ward is revisiting one of my favorite quotes of all time.
It's a good one. I remember it well.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 going from 71 to Neal Avenue. And watch for slowdown due to a crash that's on northbound 315's on-ramp from Town Street. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's World Cup semis in Atlanta today. They're at the half. England and Argentina are scoreless. The winner will advance to Sunday's final to take on Spain. The full NHL schedule to be released tomorrow, but today we learned that the Blue Jackets' first home game this coming season will be October 1st against the Buffalo Sabres. The Jackets today also announced that forward Luke Tuck has signed a two-year, two-way contract. He was acquired last month from Montreal and has played the last two seasons in the AHL. The ACC today announced a new tiebreaker to determine who would play in their football championship game, avoiding the issues from last season when they had a five-way tie. After head-to-head, they'll use team success rankings from Sports Source Analytics. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It's Good Clean Wednesday. Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. What do you got, Timmy?
Let's go with my guys.
Oh, yes.
Was listening to the podcast this weekend, and Beam was talking about Tim and golf. Beam said that Tim played and took a 10 on a hole recently. If Tim, this is where he's getting at, I believe he's calling me a dirty cheat. If Tim has an official GHIN handicap, which he does, his max official score on any hole should be net double bogey. Oh, boy, you're getting into the weeds on this. Taking a 10 is not possible for him and constitutes sandbagging. That means when you try to, like, bloat your scores, so when you play with your buddies, Scotty Vegas does this. He's notorious for, oh, yeah, I'm a 17 handicap. He'll go out there and he'll fire, like, a nice 81 or an 82. Which is pretty good for, like, the average golfer to go out there and hover in the low 80s. And it's like, it's crap. Like, we've been playing forever. He always wants strokes. He won't get an official number and won't do it. And he attached to something that explained how to keep the score. Also, Walker told me I have AIDS, he says. I appreciate that. Now, listen. I don't know if this was when Beam was on the show with you and you had discussed this. I played golf with Dylan Tyre recently. He's also out at York, as am I. He's a lovely man. He does the radio work for the Blue Jackets. He's a good player. And I had a couple of blow-up holes when I was playing with him. All I did was vocalize what I got on that hole because I'm telling the truth. You can shoot the score that you shoot, then the score that I enter into the system will be adjusted and different to then reflect what my golf handicap number is. I didn't cheat. I got a 10 on a hole.
Sounds like I can do it. You're denying this pretty strongly.
Yes, I'm denying it.
Which normally
I will not be caught in the dark.
Whoever smelled it, dealt it. Cheat. That's what it sounds like to me.
I'm no Danberg. I'm no Tyler Danberg. I play it to the bone, baby.
He's been on vacation all week.
Be back tomorrow.
Probably all oiled up at the beach.
He was at Wildwood, New Jersey.
He was?
He's at the Jersey Shore.
You're stomping grounds.
Yeah. Other people at work are going there this year, too. People are catching the fever. Got the boardwalk. Got the pizza slices. You got the Core Brothers ice cream. You got the Curly's fries. You got your favorite popcorn. You got the Johnson's popcorn.
That popcorn you brought me?
You love.
That really sucked.
What about the rock hard
taffy?
James
the saltwater taffy?
Taffy?
I contend.
Or the Shrivers. You contend.
I contend that if you like saltwater taffy, you're a lunatic.
It's bad.
You're an absolute. Bad. With all the wonderful candies that we have, you go to the grocery store now. It's just millions of candies, different types of candies, gummy, sour, all that crap. If you go for a saltwater taffy, you're out of your mind.
You know what did it to me? It was sort of like family brainwashing. You've probably had that happen to an extent, right? You get grandfathered in. Your parents are doing it year after year after year. They're like hyping up, gotta go get our saltwater taffy.
Opposite.
Gotta go
whatever
get our
my,
James saltwater taffy.
Whatever my parents liked, I just instantly liked the opposite.
You did, huh?
Just to be an instigator.
But they're buying it, and then we're all like sharing it and eating it together. And I guess like the okay flavors of saltwater taffy, if it's fresh. But that's the thing. Like, it's got to be right out of the batch. It's got to be a great flavor. And even then, you're probably just sort of lying to yourself as you chew through it. Because why? Like, why would you want something that is that sticky, that chewy, that malleable? That's not what I want in the essence of candy. I want it to have a little bit of a pop, maybe like a Rice Krispie type of thing with some chocolatey goodness.
Well, that's not candy.
Or
that's
if
more
not,
of a confection.
Well, okay, you don't right? consider a chocolate bar like that's processed as a candy? I do.
No,
you're or if you want to go, right. Or if you want to go with more of like, we have our chocolate-based candies we've discussed, and then we've had our ranking for non-chocolate-based.
That's a different category.
But, you know, there's fudge shops on the boardwalk. Laura's Fudge is a place that I will always go
Laura's
into.
Laura's Fudge. Teddy, you like the...
Oh, it's delicious.
You like the fudge, do you?
Yeah, I like the Laura's Lean. It's good.
The lean beef?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Marty? Marty Brenneman and you, double teaming at Laura's. Yeah.
I don't know why I haven't brought you guys any of that through trips, but I am not
Laura's
a cheater.
Lean beef?
No, not Laura's lean beef.
I wish you brought me some of that. Hey, I just went on vacation. What'd you get me? Some raw ground beef.
I'll get you the
93.7 ultra lean.
Oh, what's the scrapple is what we usually have for breakfast.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah,
it's
I know you can get scrapple in other places, but it just sort of naturally became our vacation thing.
You're mixing the organ meats in there.
I know.
It's lips and asses.
I know it's lips and asses. It's everything but the oink is what it says on the wrap like packaging.
Thank you.
But if you slice it thin enough, and because you can get a crisp factor to it. That it means a lot with how it's prepared. It can taste differently because I'm gonna get it razor thin.
Let me tell you a little story.
Pack it down. It's gonna be crispy.
And look,
put it on an egg sandwich for you. It'll be pretty damn good.
No, will you shut up? Because I have this thing with the eye ties in my family too, where they used to take the stomach and the lining and all the tripe, and they used to make that crap, and they used to eat it, and they used to convince themselves that it was good. This is what poor people used to eat because they literally had nothing else to eat. So they had to take the most disgusting ingredients and try and make it somewhat palatable. And I understand that back in the day. But you want to know why they ate scrapple and they put that with eggs because they couldn't afford to get a nice crisp piece of bacon or a real piece of sausage. So they had to take something that had all the gross stuff in there and put sawdust in it or whatever the hell they put in it, and they made a disgusting loaf, and they told themselves, this is as good as it gets for us. And for them, back then, it was. But now, you can afford that piece of bacon, so why would you eat the crap?
Well, maybe you just want to have a throwback snack to feel what
a
it was
throw
like.
Up snack?
To feel what it was like.
Why do you want to feel what it's like?
For what they had
Man,
to eat.
Man, I wish I could live back when there was no penicillin. What? No! Some things improve with time.
Well, maybe the meat just matches how I really feel inside. Like crap.
All right. Tastes like crap, feel like crap.
No,
give me another email.
It can get pretty good if you crisp it up. So, my random office poopers.
He's a clean boy! Wash your own damn sheets!
If you had a 5-hour road trip and you had to bring either Adam King or Tito, who would you choose? And they have to ride in the car. You can't stuff them in the trunk.
King.
Dave.
Oh, all day. King.
I mean, yeah, all day, King. If I never saw Tito again.
I won't take it that far, but yeah, King.
I'm kidding, Tito.
You know, King's one of those, he's a pretty boy, so I can stop off and I can trade him for something. I'm stopping at a truck stop, and I can trade King for something.
When you're at the Cabela Drive stop in West Virginia, you could just find a loose King. Woman there and say, hey,
King, put some lipstick on, pretend. Yeah. Just tell them you're a lady. They'll buy it. You have very delicate features. Cam Ward, he is the Titans quarterback. After the Titans lost 26-0 to the Texans, and they dropped him to 0-4 last season, he gave this assessment of his team, quote, if we keep it a buck right now, we ass. You and I discussed that
at
the time.
If we keep it a buck right now, if we ain't lying.
We ass. Also, there were T-shirts that popped up. Titans fans wore them last year that just said, we ass.
Good, good.
In the Titans colors.
I didn't see that, but I'm glad that they exist.
So he was asked about that. He's on the Netflix quarterback show. He was asked about that comment. He said, that's how I've been my whole life. That's how I was raised, to be honest. That's how I was brought up. For myself, I'm not playing my best ball that game. And when I said that, I meant it. Yes, you did mean it. And you were completely accurate.
And yeah, we all agreed and nobody was disputing it. No, I'm cool with that.
I think
call it like it is.
I think though, Cam Ward, it's more than just the team. We ass.
I think he ass.
He or said I ass.
Did he say I ass in that press conference in addition to we ass?
No, he said.
I think he just went with the we.
We ass.
Yeah. You wanted more of an I. Leave the team out of it. But the team did also suck. He sucked and the team sucked.
So it's a whole lot of sucking.
It's a lot of sucking.
Right? A lot of sucking.
A lot of assing.
A lot of sucking.
Yep.
Timmy is scared of something that I'm actually looking forward to. Talk about that coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking two lanes and causing a 5-minute delay on northbound 270 on the north outer belt at 161. And you're going to hit a 5-minute delay on northbound 315 between I-70 and 3rd Avenue. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hot, hazy, humid, and smoky across central Ohio through the end of the week. Overnight tonight, dry, clear down to 76, a mild night. On Thursday, dry, sunny, high temps around 94. And on Friday, dry, sunny, early, 30% chance of shower storms in the afternoon, and highs in the low 90s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And you know what? I have something to say about T-Bone and Tyvis. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Tyvis, I know, listens to the show on occasion. I hope he's listening right now. But today...
Boy. Oh, boy.
Today was ratings day here at The Fan. And once a month, we get some ratings to look at, and the shows get to see what they're doing well, what they're doing not so well, when people are listening, how long they're listening, all that good stuff.
Like, and what age group of people are listening?
Absolutely.
All
we
sorts
have
of
certain,
different things we can look
certain
at.
Certain demographics that we're going after, all of that. So we got some rating stuff today, and T-Bone and Tyvis got some ratings, and I'd like to congratulate T-Bone and Tyvis for the best ratings period they've ever had. The show's been on for over a year now.
Congratulations,
and
guys.
They just had the best ratings they've ever had. They were
that's pretty
much number one in every single demo, and that's quite an achievement. They're going up against a lot of heritage morning shows in the market, but they've made their dent, and they're doing some good work. And I enjoy the show, and I encourage you all to listen to it. However, I'd also like to point out to Tyvis Powell that this was achieved. Their rating success was achieved the entire time he was on paternity leave.
Didn't drop no money today.
That's right, because this is
Joshua Perry's numbers.
This stuff takes some time to catch up.
Yeah,
we're not
it's
looking
not instantaneous.
These last 2 weeks or so haven't really, they're not in this ratings period that we just looked at. This times right out
to when he was
basically
on paternity
the
leave.
Friday where Joshua Perry left. And then the Monday that Tyvis Powell came back will be the next ratings period.
What do you think, Tyvis?
It's terrible, isn't it? Your mouth is full of crap.
Hey, but still, whether Joshua Perry, who is a fine teammate of Tyvis's, whether it was Tyvis, his name's on the show, he doesn't take any PTO, but he took like 6 weeks off. I mean, who's counting? Who even knows? It's a great job. It's a job well done. They're doing fantastic work on the mornings.
There's only... There's one thing that I know about Joshua Perry. He's a very humble guy, and he certainly will not call Tyvis and speak about this at all to him.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
I can't
Black?
See that happen.
Nope.
Can't see
color, my friend.
I'm sorry, I wasn't aware. I saw those guys last couple of mornings. I came in a little bit early to get some other stuff done, and I saw
T-Bone
and Tyvis.
Working hard on this show? The one that you're on right now?
Why?
Or no, it's just wondering.
No, just why?
No. It just seems like you're putting in a lot of extra work, you know, and I just was wondering if you
Teddy,
were doing it for
Teddy,
this show, the one that you're paid a bunch of money for.
It's almost...
Or if it's for another show that Skip Mossick has you do.
Yeah.
It's
almost like I wonder, like, why I might need to stuff pills down my throat, because I was already having a conversation with myself. If I were going to tell you that I was here a little bit early to get some projects done, maybe start early work. I mean, I had the packet printed out and on your laptop by the time you sauntered in.
Oh, congratulations.
I had already sifted through many of our fine emails from goodcleanboy@gmail.com, which you guys know you can send a note anytime, and it's a Good Clean Wednesday, so we're reading anything and everything you got. I'd already pulled like 10 or 12 of those emails and pinned them onto my notepad so they'd be ready to go right here for the show.
That's why you came in early today.
Like you could call for another one, and I'd be able to read one right now. And I was able to do some other stuff, which I didn't want it to tap in
what's
to
the,
our show preparation.
What's the other stuff?
Well, the other stuff is Buckeye Replay coming up for
seems like you're
this
doing a
weekend
lot
and every single Saturday that follows leading up to football season.
Doing a lot of work for Buckeye Replay.
I also am the assistant program director, so I do staffing schedules for the entire radio station. I do AM and FM program schedules for the whole radio station. Well, you don't care about any of that work now, do you?
No, you know what? I really don't. I really don't.
Well, this whole conversation makes me want to have explosive diarrhea.
Go ahead, set the story up.
And it is sweeping the nation right now. You know about this psoriasis?
Oh, no.
cyclosporiasis outbreak that's going on. And now Taco Bell is under scrutiny. Federal and state health officials are investigating whether any of the locations are connected to this rapidly growing outbreak that is really sweeping the Midwest. A lot of the cases have been in southeastern Michigan. There's plenty of cases that are here in Ohio. And signs had appeared at several Detroit area Taco Bell restaurants that notified customers that they couldn't serve lettuce, cilantro, onions, pico de gallo, or guacamole because of a national recall.
First of all,
according to that report,
I think this is just a thing, like a little punchline, like, oh, Taco Bell, explosive diarrhea. This is related to fresh produce. Any restaurant can serve the fresh produce that's affected here, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
just Taco Bell?
I suppose that's where some of the cases are. They're suspecting they were originally traced back to.
Well, I know that, but
the stuff that they had.
Some of the cases people have never even been to Taco Bell.
Well, it could spread around, can it not?
Can it?
Yes.
If you eat someone else's fecal matter, which we have here at the radio station occasion, just on our carpet.
The CDC. It says the illness is caused by cyclospora, which is a microplastic parasite that can contaminate fresh produce and other foods. And the CDC says more than 400 people across Michigan, Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky have been infected with it. The cases appear to be connected, suggesting a single source of infection, but investigators haven't yet identified this source. So the Taco Bell thing is just an investigation.
So the CDC can't figure it out.
But they haven't figured it out
right
now.
Maybe if they didn't lay off half their staff, they could actually figure it out. But
maybe they could. But all I'm seeing is that this isn't like a fatal type thing. If you're a healthy person, that's why you're seeing explosive diarrhea all over the place.
I like how you're changing your tune.
It could be 5 days or so, and I just want to get it, and I just want to get it over with because it's all over the place in the Midwest right now.
This morning you were talking to me about it. You were very nervous about it. Like, oh, you get the explosive diarrhea.
No, I was saying how I want to get it over with. Just give it to me already and let's be done.
I'll take it a step further. I'm looking forward to it. First of all, who doesn't love a good clean out?
I know you do.
I love a good clean out. Yeah. If this thing just really gets in there and empties your bowels to the point where they are squeaky clean, that's a win for me. Also, I like to test my system. I'm very proud of something. I'm not very proud of much. All right, I think I'm an okay father, an okay husband. Your decision whether I'm an okay radio host, who the hell knows? But the one thing that you cannot dispute, and I will not have you take away from me, is I have not vomited since 1997.
You want to see that if it's just the diarrhea and if you can get this all done without vomiting.
I want to know how strong this thing is.
Is there going to be a teeter-totter, a seesaw, or is it just all going to go out the caboose?
Is it going to be strong enough to get me to break that streak, or am I going to persevere?
Right. Will I just get the sweating, the aching, the low-grade fever, right, and the explosive diarrhea?
That sounds like a pleasure.
Keep away from the vomiting.
When you're the best at something, you want to challenge yourself against the best. And this virus seems like it's scaring everybody, making everybody sick, and everybody's But I want to challenge myself.
I just love
it. I want to know what's infected so I can lick it. And we see what happens.
Lick it.
Well, whatever it is. If it's lettuce, give me some lettuce.
You want to lick it? I think I want you to eat it.
The botulism. Whatever.
I don't want you just licking. I want you devouring. I just love how.
Lick it good.
Oh, yeah. Whip it. It's not just diarrhea. It's explosive. And they're using that term
everywhere. Is there any
other
kind?
Well, why
is there calm and easy diarrhea, Lionel Richie diarrhea?
Why do we need to write explosive? Is it just that much more fun? I mean, this is all in like medical explanations. I would just think it's like coincidences. There's no degrees of coincidences. It's either a coincidence or it's not. It's not a big coincidence or a small coincidence. It's diarrhea. Diarrhea is bad.
This is more the smooth jazz of diarrhea.
Not the death metal
of diarrhea.
No, this is T-bone metal diarrhea. Yeah.
Fine.
Diarrhea. That's what we have here.
All right. We are going to celebrate the ESPYs coming up next. Actually, we're not going to celebrate the ESPYs because they suck. What we're going to do is we're going to celebrate one of the great ESPY monologues of all time from our dead friend, Norm MacDonald. By friend, I mean, we never met him, but we think he's funny. And I have explosive diarrhea.
You don't have time for that, buddy.
No, during the show. I'm going to make time for it.
I mean, we're going to play this in chunks.
Teddy, speaking of chunks, did you get a squeegee, Teddy? I'll tell you what, you get some diarrhea on that Comer and Cross garage floor, it just squeegees right off.
Well, I know if you diarrhea on this floor, we'll probably get it cleaned next month.
Yeah, I said to Fish, I said, hey, Fish, we had human fecal matter on the carpet. He says, yeah, we vacuumed it up. I said, yeah, I vacuumed it up. You think maybe we can get like a Stanley steamer in here? Oh, you think we need that? Yeah, I do. Human feces on the carpet, Fish? I think we need a little bit of Stanley steamer or Serve Pro or somebody. Thanks. Please and thank you.
That smell.
By the way,
Bob,
the air conditioner's broken over here, too.
Oh, you know what, though? But it was planned.
It's a planned outage.
That's the best part. The ceiling's going to cave in. It's planned. And we plan on having that at 4:45 on a Friday afternoon when the two of you are sitting right in these chairs.
We celebrate the ESPYs coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little stop and go, causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 going from Grandview Avenue to I-70. You're also looking at a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Post Road to 270 on the West Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Put-in-Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Give them joy on Put-in-Bay. Laughter jumping into the pool, delight from a hole-in-one, and amusement riding a train, golf cart, and carousel. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid program. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. So the ESPYs going on tonight. Now, I think the ESPYs suck, but there are things about it over the years that are quite memorable. And for me and Timmy, Norm MacDonald's monologue back in 1998 is one of them. Now, I know a lot of you, some of the people who work here, were not even alive in 1998.
Which is hard to believe.
But we're going to play the monologue in little chunks. I think the whole thing's like 8-9 minutes. So we'll play, we'll comment, we'll play, we'll laugh, we'll play.
I think to set the stage for this, too, is I was not aware of this until recently. This was shortly after he was infamously fired from Saturday Night Live.
Right. Right.
So this was right in that time frame, and he was already a lightning rod type of comic, even for Saturday Night Live, where they would try to push the envelope. A lot of the punchlines and the jokes that he would have on Weekend Update would they were really edgy. And so there were a lot of nerves going with Norm MacDonald for a show like this. But again, it goes back to the, you're bringing Norm in to do this monologue.
Yeah, what do you expect?
So expect him to not just do something bland and boring,
and
expect him to give you
ESPN
his types of jokes.
They let him do what he wanted to do.
They let him do his thing.
And the athletes in attendance, most of them did not appreciate it, which added to the comedy.
But when they panned to Boomer Esiason,
he would be
smiling ear to ear.
Boomer liked it. So here's a little Norm, 1998 at the ESPY.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here. You know, and I was asked to host the ESPYs this year. Yeah, hi, that's my name. Esmond. When I was asked to host the ESPYs this year, folks, I said yes immediately for one reason and one reason only. This show has interns.
Now that joke was
a Bill Clinton joke.
It was Bill Clinton, yep. And wasn't David Letterman at the time screwing the interns?
There was a Letterman situation.
There was a Letterman,
so not just Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky. That would have been earlier in the '90s, so probably more Letterman. Yeah.
All right.
improper relations backstage a little later. But man, it's great to be here at the 6th annual ESPY Awards. Hard to believe, huh, that the ESPYs are 6 years old. Although, although Anthony Mason swears they're 18. So,
Anthony Mason played for the Knicks.
He was with the Hornets, and that was only in February of that year where he was charged with statutory rape.
Caught with underage girls. And I like how that joke by some was considered too low.
Yeah, right, for what the rest of it's going to be.
Buckle up.
Yeah, he'll be having sex with the ESPYs in about 12 years. So I was a little late here tonight. I took a cab to the theater, folks. And I don't know if you've ever been in these New York City cabs, but I got one of those cabbies, couldn't speak English, you know. Saw his name there on the dash. I couldn't even pronounce it. I think it was something like Hideki Arabu. I'm like, eh. Arabu's been having some trouble, man. They fired his translator. Steinbrenner fired his translator. And people say see that as cruel, you know, but I don't know, you know. I mean, if you're not doing well in Yankee Stadium, you know, do you really need a translator? Do you want that? You know? You know? But hey, what'd they say? They say you suck. You should go back to Japan, you dirty foreigner. Okay, I got it. I'm trying to pitch over here. It's great to be here on ESPN. I love sports, man. I got, man, you can see sports on ESPN you don't see on other networks. You know, like kickboxing. That's my favorite sport. Kickboxing is great. When you think about it, it combines the style and grace of boxing with kicking. This seems kind of immature. Just backstage, a lot of celebrities back there, man. I was talking to Jerry Jones, you know, the Cowboys owner, and he's disappointed, obviously. Yeah. Well, he's a good guy, though, man. He's talking about rebuilding the team, you know. And he told me, he says, we have to get back to what made us a championship team. Strippers and crack.
Teddy, you should probably get back to that now.
Yeah,
I think it's time.
I like the wins, yes.
By the way, I like how in 98, they're talking about how, man, it's been a while since the Cowboys won the title.
Yeah, it's been a couple years.
A few years ago. We got to get back to that.
The 90s was their dynasty. I mean, come on.
Almost 30 years ago now.
Have we got another one? Hello? Where's the, what did I click on it?
Was that the end of the first chunk?
That was the end of the first one.
Okay.
End of the first chunk.
Did you lose the... It's on my page there? Just type up ESPYs.
No. I have it, but what did I click on it to do the...
Edit asset? right click. Edit asset. There it is. Hit the play button, dumbass.
There's an asset involved. All right.
Hey, have you heard about this? Ted Turner and NBC plan to start their own rival football league to compete with the NFL. And not much known about the specifics of this new league, except for this, it will suck.
And that was back in 1998, and we're still putting together crappy football leagues that no one watches.
What was that actual league called that they started up? That's what I don't know about that.
Was that the XFL? I mean, that wouldn't have been Ted Turner, though. That was Vince McMahon.
That was Vince McMahon. Yeah, I don't think that was it.
They know that. So they might have trouble, you know, getting advertisers when we know it will suck. And of course, congratulations to the Denver Broncos for winning the Super Bowl. How about that? That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Denver did great, you know. I love the Denver fans, you know, because for one thing, they don't wear food on their heads. That's nice. And they had a wild celebration in Denver after that Super Bowl, man. And now city officials expect an even wilder celebration if the Nuggets win 10 games this year. They say they're going to... say the whole city's going to go nuts. Yeah, the Nuggets are having a bad year this year, man. Matter of fact, they're making a film about the team. They got a pretty catchy title. It's Black Men Can't Jump Either. Well, NBA All-Star Weekend over. That was exciting, man. The East beat the West. Jeff Hornacek won the three-point shootout. Houston's Clyde Drexler and Cynthia Cooper won that exciting two-ball thing. And Charles Barkley won the throw a guy through a plate glass window contest. So that was quite a game, you know. I mean, you know who impressed me the most yesterday was Kobe Bryant. Unbelievable. Guy's amazing. 19 years old, the youngest starter ever in the All-Star game, and he played so well that today he was named spokesman for NBC's new public service campaign called Screw It, Who Needs College? Of course, the biggest story in basketball, no question about it, Michael Jordan may retire. Michael Jordan may retire after this season, and it's terrible news for Bull fans, you know. But it is terrific news for golf hustlers. They're happy about it. But Jordan is very serious, though, about leaving. In fact, he's already called the Hall of Fame to make sure that his plaque bears his basketball nickname, Air Jordan, and not his baseball nickname, Senior Crappy.
That's one of my favorites. If I'm, it's simple but pure. It's just so norm.
It's so simple. That's why it's funny.
That might be number one. If I'm like ranking them as we go, that might be number one. It's not the one that you would think of first, but the Senior Crappy just gets me.
Let's change your nickname to that.
Hey, I'd be honored.
Teddy? Should we name him Senior Crappy?
Yeah, get the production done.
The Senior Hurler.
That's right.
Yeah. We got two seniors.
We got more.
Two seniors.
And you're a senior, Teddy.
That's true.
You get the senior discount.
That's right. All three of us.
More audio from Norm coming up next as we celebrate the ESPYs. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute holdup due to a crash blocking two right lanes if you're on westbound 70 on the east side before the 71 east split. And there's a small slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from Westerville to 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's The Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Back to more Norm in the ESPYs in just a moment. But first, I got a new show I want you to check out on the TV tonight.
Yeah, we're doing this again.
Do not miss Nation's Dumbest. It premieres at 9 o'clock following an all-new episode of MasterChef. Everybody loves MasterChef. That's at 8, only on Fox 28. So this new show, comedian Jack Whitehall is going to be there. We're going to have all these celebrities, and we're going to find out which one of them is the dumbest. You don't want to win this show. It's going to be like you're in school. We're going to do some dumb things, some physical challenges. We're going to take some tests. There's going to be a lot of big laughs. A lot of chaos is going to ensue. Matt Leinart, Steve-O, Ice-T, Carmen Electra, Anthony Michael Hall, and so many more. They'll be participating. John Heder, he's going to be there. So check this out. Tonight, Nation's Dumbest premieres at 9 following an all-new episode of MasterChef at 8 o'clock, only on Fox 28.
I know what I'm doing tonight, Teddy, don't you?
I bet you do.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Seeing how those dumb people.
Seeing how dumb you are. Mm. I could do pretty well. I think we
could all win this.
take home the crown there, Teddy.
Yes. We are celebrating the ESPYs. Tonight is the ESPYs on ESPN, and I'm not a real big fan of the ESPYs, but I am a big fan of the 1998 Norm MacDonald monologue. We have about 2.5 minutes left to go. The most memorable joke is coming at the end.
It's at the very end of this clip.
But
that's
let's finish this one up.
Well, how about them Winter Olympics? They're finally underway, so we've got a lot of great stuff to look forward to in the next 2 weeks, like hockey and, just hockey, really. I was watching last night. I saw speed skating, and my goodness, you know, could the outfits they wear be any tighter? Holy Lord. There was an East German woman, I swear, you could see the outline of her entire penis. It was... There's all kinds of sports celebrities in the audience tonight. I see Tiger Woods right there. Tiger Woods, how about that, huh? Yeah, he's up for golf. Of course, he's up for Golfer of the Year this ESPYs. And you know who I feel sorry for, folks, is the other two guys nominated for Golfer of the Year. You see these guys getting ready, and you know, it's like, hey, honey, have you seen my tuxedo? No, not the good one. The one I wear when I'm going to get my ass kicked. Have you seen that one? Boomer Esiason is with us. Boomer. How you doing, buddy? Boomer, of course, will replace Frank Gifford on Monday Night Football next season. And Frank told reporters that this will allow him to spend more time with his wife and children. Then he broke down and cried for 45 minutes. So
it's kind of like our lives.
It's kind of like every day.
we can relate to
just
that.
Just trying to get through.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, man. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case... all bets are off, counsel. It's a word of advice.
Now, when they panned the crowd, Ken Griffey Jr.
Multiple times was
outraged.
Multiple times.
Yes, was outraged that we dare make fun of O.J. Simpson.
I think he was sitting next to Charles Woodson. So I think when it panned back to Charles, you could see Ken Griffey Jr. either one seat or two seats over. And he kind of, Charles Woodson gave some eyes on that one, but Ken Griffey Jr. was just, oh my God, how dare you? Kill your wife and a waiter. He did not like the Hideki Arabu joke either. Ken Griffey did not.
Go back to Japan, you dirty foreigner.
Doc, she's choking.
Who's hosting the ESPYs tonight?
It's that Marcello feller. The newer guy on SNL's cast. He does the Sebastian Maniscalco impression.
All right.
That made a lot of waves here in the last year.
You going to watch that tonight, Teddy? Watch a little ESPYs? Are you going to watch the World's Dumbest?
I'll be watching that, yeah. I'm not going to watch stupid ESPYs.
No. Yeah. God, no. That's going to suck.
They're watching those dumb people.
Yeah. Nation's dumbest. They're going to be stupid and dumb and idiotic. Uh-oh. And you're going to want to watch
it. Stuff going on in this game.
Whoa.
So
what is happening here?
We got the semifinal between England and Argentina. England went up 1-0, like the 52nd minute, something like that.
It was 1-0, like just late in the game here.
Right. It was late in the game, and Argentina tied it up. And now Argentina has taken a 2-1 lead in extra time.
So there's about 7 minutes to go. It says plus nine in extra time. Yeah. We're in the 92nd
so
minute.
So the English people are just beside themselves.
As you should be.
And Beamer said he wasn't going to watch the final if it was Argentina and Spain because he hates people who speak Spanish.
Yeah. It's true. He's going to watch. He's a liar.
Man, the Queen's going to be rolling over in her grave.
Oh, my God. That's right. We still have time, boys. I believe in Harry Kane.
I thought we were going to see the Queen get ready for this one today.
The Queen's too devastated. The Queen was going to come out if they won.
Oh, Queen. You're not going to like this replay because this is just an all-time great ball and a header in the box. Look at these Argentinian fans. They are just beside themselves. This is the greatest moment of their lives.
You know, I've heard wonderful things about Argentina. Like for people who have gone,
yeah,
they really enjoy it.
My folks loved it.
They went.
They absolutely loved it. Yeah.
If I were a different person, I would go.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm not going.
I can't do anything near like what my folks have done. I mean, not in a million trillion years. They like gave up their home and they just started traveling the world and living place to place. But I could go to Argentina and then come right back to Ohio. I could do it that way.
But you're not going to.
For like a week. No, never.
Where you got to fly for that?
Buenos Aires?
We don't have any directs to Buenos Aires.
You got to connect.
Yeah. Where do you connect?
DC?
Maybe like Miami? Miami maybe got some direct flights to Argentina?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
A lot of Italians.
Atlanta probably has the direct to Buenos Aires.
A lot of people with Italian heritage in Argentina.
How did that come about?
Well, just
throughout history.
Migration.
Just anything.
A lot of Nazis went over there too. After the fact?
To escape.
To escape harbor down there in South America.
So they could just avoid the trials and everything that they were going to face if they stayed back home. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're long dead
for them.
Nazis.
My brother-in-law's got some heritage. Yeah, was a Nazi. They have some Austrian heritage and so his grandparents had to get out, and they actually went to Brazil. Close to Argentina, but down
Nazi,
there.
Nazi country.
Well, they're just all a bunch of Nazi lovers down there, aren't they?
It's just safe passage.
Just trying to get ahead. Safe passage.
You know what safe passage means.
Well, yeah, what? I don't like the term safe passage when we're talking about the people that did the murdering and the killing. Safe passage would be if you are trying to escape the bad guys. That to me is safe passage. That's just harboring criminals.
To the Nazis.
What you're talking about is harboring
the bad
war
guys.
Criminals. I understand that, but I don't really care what they think. They were trying to kill an entire race of people.
Teddy, stop trying to justify what the Nazis did. That's what Teddy's doing in my head.
He's there shaking his head.
I know.
Just you guys don't know the whole story, man.
There's a couple books I'd like you to read.
Scotty Scheffler makes me want to kill myself. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little stop and go, causing a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the south side between Frank Road and 315. And we've got slower traffic on westbound 70 on the west side from West Broad Street to Hague Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's World Cup semifinal in Atlanta. They're late in the match. Argentina has come from behind to have a 2-1 lead over England. If that stands, they'll move to the final Sunday to face Spain. The full NHL schedule will be released tomorrow, but today it was learned that the Blue Jackets' first home game of the next season will be October 1st against Buffalo. The Jackets today also announced that forward Luke Tuck has signed a 2-year, 2-way contract. He was acquired last month from the Montreal Canadiens. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys receiver George Pickens will play the 2026 season on his $27.3 million franchise tender, a move that was expected with lack of talks for a long-term deal. deal. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Just went final. Argentina beats England 2-1. Dramatic late goals from Argentina to tie it. Then they won it with a goal in extra time. And so they move on to play Spain on Sunday, wow. 5 o'clock. Now, Teddy, we were talking before the show, you know, you got the Open Championship, the British Open, this weekend.
It hasn't even really been on the forefront of my mind because of this, but you just sort of brought that to light. How big of a sporting weekend would that have been if England had advanced and you have the final and the World Cup and the Open going on at Royal Birkdale right there outside of Liverpool?
They were talking about if England advanced, moving up the start time for the Open on Sunday so that it would be over by the time the World Cup started up. But which now they won't have to do that.
Which would have meant even more extreme morning golf for us, which is fine. Fine by me.
Oh, I love me some morning golf.
I like because I always talk about, and we talk about having the Sunday morning NFL games, and we like that. We like having that option. We like, you know, being able to get up, have breakfast.
I'm excited for the 9:30 window to be permanent.
9 o'clock, 9:15, 9:30, we get going, we got a game on. And I love that with the Open Championship. And my mind is sort of set to, well, okay, golf will be on at 6 a.m., but still, by the time the trophy's being doled out, we're still well into early afternoon because their time, you're not having the leaders go off until 2, 2:45 in the afternoon. So I'd like it more extreme early. And I also enjoy when you have the U.S. Open and we're going so late in the day, we actually have time to get home from work, settle into the couch or the cuck chairs, whatever you do, have it pointed at the TV, and I get to watch live golf until 9 o'clock, 9:15, basically until darkness, which is why I can't wait for Pebble Beach next year. And you brought it up a couple weeks ago. That's going to be fun.
Let's hear some audio here. So just to refresh your memory, this was Scottie Scheffler before last year's Open Championship. And a lot of people made some comments about these comments saying like, oh man, Scottie sounds just like a miserable SOB. Why should we even watch golf?
We didn't know what was going on with him.
He was in a mood. He was in a reflective mood. And he had this to say about, you know, what is the point of all of this?
You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life, and then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world, and then they're like, what's the point? And you know, I really do believe that, because you know, what is the point? You're like, why do I want to win this tournament so bad? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year, it's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly?
All right, now let's golf. Who wants to watch some golf? So this is Scottie Scheffler this year. All right. This is Scottie Scheffler. He was asked about his legacy. He was asked if, you know, 100 years from now, do you think about how people are going to talk about you, how people are going to remember you?
Yeah.
All right. We just heard the comments from last year. You had depressed sounding Scottie.
Something with the Open Championship press conferences is going on here.
And now this is the current Open Championship Scottie discussing his legacy.
I don't really play like for a place in history. I'm not playing for anything like that, because like, it's gonna sound a little morbid, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm gonna live my life and then it's gonna end, and when it ends, I'm going somewhere else and I'm not gonna be here.
Right.
You'll be dead.
Right.
You'll be in the ground. I thought Scottie was like a super religious guy, and then so then he might be looking forward to the afterlife, where his soul is going, but it sounded there like, hey, just shovel the dirt on me and then it's all said and done.
Well, then they didn't get the answer that they wanted, so they go to Rory and they say, Rory, do you have an answer about your legacy? Do you think about your legacy? Because we just talked to Scottie and quite frankly, we want to kill ourselves. So do you have anything for us, Rory?
I don't really care. You know, I would like to think that the people that love and care about me think a certain way of me, but yeah, I'll be long gone. I'll be dead. I don't I don't think I'll be seeing what people say about me. I'll be 6 feet under. I don't think I'll be a ghost. I don't think I'll be, you know, like, I don't care.
Well, I got to tell you, this is really inspiring.
I'm going to live my life and then it's going to end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like that.
I'll be 6 feet under.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's...
What do you think, Scotty?
Sometimes I just don't understand the point.
Me neither.
I mean, you play this game, you dream about it, it's all you've ever wanted to do, you get to the top of that mountain, you get that trophy, and that's it.
You work so hard, and then what?
If I win, it's going to be awesome for about 2 minutes.
Is that how you feel about doing this show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why have you done it for so long?
I don't know.
What do you?
Because I got to pay the mortgage, my friend.
Keeps you coming back every single day.
I don't know. Should we do some emails? I feel like we've neglected the emails today because we have goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Okay. I was going to share my theory about Scotty Scheffler.
There's no more theories.
Whatever.
Let's do some
my
emails.
Floor poopers.
Yeah, well, I think he's a pervert. Probably a communist, too.
This sort of speaks to the story of the day. Do you have a favorite food that you really enjoy eating for both the flavor and the good, enjoyable, explosive clean out that it gives you? For me, he says, I don't know what this is, the spicy buldak, B-U-L-D-A-K, buldak ramen. Not explosive, but smooth, hot, and clean, Meat Sweats says.
I've always said that McDonald's breakfast is like the captain of the bowels. You could be backed up, maybe you haven't gone in a couple days, but you go get yourself a nice McDonald's breakfast sandwich, hash brown, and that McDonald's breakfast sort of marches right into the colon. Just says, everybody else out!
It plays When the Saints Go Marching In.
He wants to be in there by himself, and so he demands that everybody else get out. This is his domain. There's no way you can go have a good McDonald's breakfast and then not sit down for a very pleasurable clean out when it's done.
It's a good one. And I have the best one for me, at least. And it is also in a good way. Good explosion. It's just that I have to put an ample amount of the hot sauce at Chipotle on either the burritos or the tacos.
The red sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, just a healthy amount of that red sauce. That's the key. And then possibly a couple of the droplets of the smoky Tabasco sauce that's over by the beverage section. That's over there by like the...
I love a good smoky Chipotle.
Yeah, the smoky Chipotle sauce, the Tabasco.
I'll tell you, a close Drop second for me too is the hot peppers. It's just Jardiniere masking his hot peppers at Potbelly. You get that on your sandwich, that hot oil. Ooh, baby. Flames come out of your holio.
Also, the spicy chorizo omelet at Starliner Diner up there in Hilliard. And you get the good, like, thick home fries and the Cuban toast. But then you get, like, some spicy, you know, sort of Cuban-Mexican fare. Green peppers as well. So you get just a lot of
flavors about Cubans?
And spices
they
and then the starches.
They love to be lumped in with Mexicans. do more of that. You know, the Cuban Mexican. No, Timmy? No?
Well, no, they have a Mexican chorizo omelet, and then they also have a lot of Cuban food. You should look it up. There are restaurants that serve different cuisines from different Latin American places in the same spot.
But you know what? I don't like that. Who else doesn't like it? The Cubans and the Mexicans.
Sometimes you might have someone with Mexican heritage that starts a restaurant with someone from Italy or somebody from Cuba. You throw some ideas together, you make some food.
And I don't care for that. I don't care for that.
That we can't
do
that?
For restaurants, we should keep our races separate. mingling around and fusion. Can't have that.
So what is McDonald's? Just...
It's American.
Just American.
It's American.
Just straight up American.
That's what it is, baby.
Nothing else.
More of your emails coming up. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should watch out for an accident if you're on southbound 270 on the west outer belt after Cemetery Road.
And you're looking at a 10-minute delay on westbound 670 from 5th Avenue to 315. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now, the heat dome continues through the end of the week, and we will add wildfire smoke at times. On Thursday, dry, sunny, and 94. On Friday, looking at low 90s with dry, sunny conditions early, then a 30% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. The chance of showers and storms goes up to 50% on Saturday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Homer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Argentina with a dramatic victory against Brazil. Not Brazil, England. I don't know why I said Brazil.
Yeah.
So the final will be Sunday at 5 o'clock between Spain and Argentina. It's ESPYs tonight on ESPN, and we were replaying the monologue from 1998. Norm Macdonald had the monologue, and a lot of people thought it was offensive. I enjoyed it very much. My favorite Norm bit, though, and why not? I'm playing audio all day. May as well continue. Was once upon a time he was on Conan's late night talk show.
That's right.
And he was sharing the stage with Melrose Place's Courtney Thorne Smith, who was starring in a new movie with Carrot Top.
And that's, people don't really go out to see movies that have Carrot Top in them. But
and you know what?
Here we
Spoiler,
are.
They didn't go see this one either.
Look, she might have been guest B that night because Conan would stack the guests.
That's
you would
right.
Have like
she was guest B.
A-list celeb. And Conan would get the big name hitters once he was doing that show for about 5 years. He would get a Tom Hanks type on that show.
And so Norm was the first guest, so he was still sitting out there and he was contributing when Courtney Thorne Smith was out there and he had some thoughts about what he thought the Carrot Top movie should be called. Here it is.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's Little Poor. Visitor now.
Oh.
Adewoyoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Yeah, that hurts
buddy,
me.
Buddy.
That hurts me that you're not going to give me any credit.
I have to be honest.
At all.
You want honesty,
you saw
right?
That coming?
I knew from the second you brought it up in the commercial break.
No, I don't like that one bit. Teddy, did I get you at
Teddy,
least?
You should have heard it.
I was waiting for the Courtney Thorne Smith action there. Come on.
It's at least
and you got me.
I at least respect I think that is in the system. I think you're about to play it now.
It's not in the system. I have this one line.
Okay.
I have this one line.
Box office poison.
That is from the thing.
That's all we have.
But it's a good try.
You know, and I'm really disappointed in myself. I thought I set it up well.
You should be. You should be. But you gave it your best effort.
It was
a good setup. Here's some emails now. Tim's
box office poison.
This one was to me for some reason. My friend is a huge fan and has begged me to send you this question that I found on TikTok. Have you had more moons or more beers in your life? As a follow-up, we were thinking of the age where the two became the same number. Would love to hear your answer.
More.
More.
Is that just
brewskis?
Sexy time in general?
No, I believe
that
just means
the,
I think you're all alone. That.
Well, see, I don't take it as that.
No, I do. That's what it is.
Oh, it's what it is?
That's what it is.
So,
yeah. Take it at that.
Self-gratification.
Yes, or beers consumed. I would have to say it's beers consumed.
I got to tell you, buddy.
I'm not drinking a lot of brewskis these days. It's evolved more into sipping on bourbon I have a drink at the house.
I don't drink beer hardly ever anymore. And I'll tell you, when I first started, it was pretty much all the time. I mean, it was
you were basically treating your body like Cedar Point.
Well, I'm just saying, what teenage boy, once you discover,
I know, but
the deck is stacked from then to the point you have your first beer. I mean, you're not going to catch up.
Yeah, like, so do you catch up maybe when you're 25?
No, because then you're still doing,
but you are, but you're not doing it. Like, there's days where you don't do it, you know? And at most, you're doing it, like, what, twice a day?
There are many more days where I didn't have a beer.
We're not Terry Crews here. You heard about that guy?
Well, Terry Crews, the fine host of America's Got Talent?
Yeah, yeah. He was addicted, man.
Says who? To beer or touching himself?
It was like 12 hours a day.
He would 12 hours a day?
He would get home from the gym, and he'd go from like 10 a.m. to midnight, or 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Just watching and
I don't believe that.
Look it up.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy, but he'd look at himself in the mirror.
Look it up. He's talked about the addiction. He's talked about it before. It's crazy. Like, how could you do it that much? Like, what? Don't you just get bored at some point?
Dust come out at some point?
Yes.
You just have nothing left.
Also, you just look down, and it's just a red straw.
My God.
Skin and bone.
Shaving.
It's all gone. I mean, you've got to take it easy.
Terry, you got to stop.
Got to take it easy.
You're down to bone.
Now you got me really wondering.
It's not close.
Maybe it's more moi's.
Maybe it's
more of those.
Come on.
Teddy didn't drink a lot of brewskis.
Well, I was never big, I guess, on doing either one of them.
Stop it now.
So it's probably pretty close to even.
Teddy just...
Oh, man, I always had somebody right next to me to do it for me. I don't know about you guys, but I was a star athlete in the high school.
I was more evolved than you guys, I guess.
I guess so.
What's the point in that? Having someone do it for me? Why?
Well, you mean...
What's the point? In the words of Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
Why?
I don't think I've ever had a good one.
No,
from somebody else.
You know why? Because a good one doesn't exist because it's a waste of time. Because
they don't know what they're doing.
No.
With it.
Why?
There's no nuance. It's heavy tugging.
Why would I have somebody like paint the wall in my house when I know that I can do the best job? I know what I'm doing. I know the measurements. I know how to do the proper tape job.
Just to be clear.
I know what I'm doing.
That specific action.
Yes.
There are plenty of other actions that I cannot replicate that you want to have the other person there for.
Yes.
Just want to be clear.
What do you mean that I can snap my fingers and I can just create certain orifices right in the sky?
He's a peeping Tom.
5 feet in front of my face? Yes, I agree with you. You're right. There's some things where it's nice to have a little help from my friends. Oh, my Gooch, clean boys.
Ooh, that's called sometimes choke time, coach.
Wanted to get your call on this, guys. One of our super hot days we had over the last couple of weeks, I passed by one of the dreaded door-to-door Segway pest control salesmen on my morning walk with the dog. Thankfully, we were walking on the other side of the street, so he just waved, which I responded with a quick smile and carried on walking. Probably 4 or 5 hours later, I go out to get the mail, and across the street, I see the guy again, only he's sitting under a tree in my neighbor's front yard, quietly sobbing to himself.
Oh, no.
I'm sure he dealt with a morning of rejection in the blistering heat and just couldn't take it. Now, I dislike these guys as much as y'all, but that was tough to see without some kind of sympathy. I tried to go and talk to him to check on him, but he must have thought I was coming up to yell at him to get out of my neighbor's yard. He saw me coming, wiped his eyes, and speed walked in the other direction. Do we feel bad for this guy?
Yeah, I feel
bad. Should he have picked literally any other job? If you're out there, dude, you can cry under my tree any day. Hope you're okay. That's from Mikey. Yes,
yeah,
I feel
sorry for that guy.
Two things can be true. Like, there should be boundaries when you're doing a job like that. Like, in my neighborhood, there's been 8:30 doorbell rings and knocks, and that is, to me, ridiculous. Honestly, anything past, like, a good old-fashioned American dinner time, 6 o'clock, like that should be, you call them in, work is done. I have a heart. I appreciate someone that's out there trying to work so they can make some money and working a job that you don't enjoy, but you're pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and doing it anyway. You're probably searching for work you would enjoy more in the meantime, but you still have to go and do it so you can get a paycheck. I respect that. I just,
you know what? I would have gone up to
I'm
him.
Empathetic to that.
I would have said, you know what? I changed my mind. I got ants. I got some ants in the garage. Let me sign up for what you got
and
there.
Black antenna waving.
That, he could be just a genius salesperson. You show up, you ring my doorbell, and you're in tears.
Yeah.
I may give you some business.
That's actually a really
good thing.
That's next level sales.
I'm sure you don't want to talk to me. I'm really sorry, but if I don't knock on all the doors in this neighborhood, my boss said he's going to kill my entire family, but it's just been so hot and the dog bit me in my genitals and I don't know what to do. And he's like, okay, buddy, why don't you come in for some dinner and we'll discuss this.
Okay.
Have a seat.
I got rot. Right. Yes.
Have a
take
seat.
Care
yes.
Of my rot.
I'll take the whole package. Yeah. What are you selling? Flamethrowers? Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Give me the premium, super terrific, happy package.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 25-minute slowdown if you're on westbound 670 going from Leonard Avenue to 315. And there's a crash that's blocking two left lanes, causing a 5-minute delay on northbound 270 on the north outer belt at 33. It's going to be a little slow from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports. Hamilton Road by the airport.
Our guy Rims joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims. How are you, buddy?
How about Argentina? They're going back to the final on Sunday at the Meadowlands looking for a second consecutive World Cup. What a game.
That's
what
not
an outstanding game this afternoon.
That's not the greeting that I expected from you, but you told me earlier that you were rooting for Argentina. You, as a fine Canadian, I thought you'd be rooting for England since you guys have the relation to the crown.
Well, maybe so, but I've got allegiance to my close neighbor here and personal neighbor, Messi, and boy, did he put on a show today in the second half. Two outstanding passes for the two goals that Argentina scored in their come-from-behind win. I got to tell you, though, England looked dominant in the first half, and their goaltender Pickford was outstanding in the second half, but Argentina kept pressing, and it was just a great soccer game to watch, let me tell you.
That's the most lucid you've been in a long time. We're talking
really,
about soccer,
nice.
Not
yeah.
hockey. I'm surprised.
Well, I've become a soccer fan, or at least a World Cup fan, and I'm a big fan of Messi, who, as I said, is a neighbor not too far away. He would have lived really close, but found a mansion a little further south, and who could blame him? Because have you guys heard of the endorsements and the kind of money that he's made? He's right up there with Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan, and good for him.
I mean, he's one of the most popular sportsmen ever. At this stage of his career.
Oh, I'm sure. In Argentina?
Yeah, in the world,
it's Messi and then God, number two.
There's like they've already got like a giant, like seven. Have you seen pictures of that on the internet?
I
forget what city it's in. It's like a 60 to 70 foot tall statue.
His hometown.
It's no small thing.
Yeah.
It's like it's bigger than the Jesus statue in Brazil.
You know why they do the tall statues and they do all the murals on the walls?
Why?
In Argentina and around the world? They do it because he's so short. You guys seen how small he really is? So they've got to do something to expand what people think of him as far as being a giant, because he's not a giant at all. And again, I told you guys a couple of months ago when he was looking for a house in the neighborhood, he was in Publix at the same time that I was. And like I said, he is a very short man, but boy, is he a soccer player. None better, as far as I'm concerned. And I watched Pelé when he played in the latter part of his career.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. We have to have a serious discussion about something. So
sure.
I called you earlier this week. Was it this week or last week? I don't know. It was after the show. You said, call me. I gave you a call at home. I called you at home, and the sounds that I experienced from your end of the phone, I'm concerned about something because you sort of excused it away as like, oh, it's really nothing. But Rimmer, we have to have a real discussion. Are you and Michael Vick running an illegal dogfighting operation out of your South Florida home? Because those dogs sounded like they were going to kill each other.
That much barking?
Oh, my God. It was brutal, Rims.
It was vicious. You're right. It was vicious. But no, I'm not running a dog fighting ring out of my home here in South Florida. But you have to understand, Coco, who ran the house here, passed away. I think I told you that off the air, passed away here, a 14-year-old who thought that she was running the house. So the two boys that are left, we're down to two dogs now. The two boys are battling for turf and domination. And you just happened to call when they had just finished eating and were still in the kitchen where I was trying to relax and have a conversation with you, and the two of them went at it, and I excused myself there momentarily, but it was a vicious battle between the two. Fortunately, they're both okay.
Jeff, we talked about the home opener earlier in the show. Also saw this news that the Jackets have just signed Luke Tuck to a 2-year, two-way contract. He's 24 years old. What do you know about him? What type of future do you see with him with Columbus, where he kind of fits into things?
Well, he signed it. I think it's a two-way contract.
Two-way, so yeah.
He could be in Cleveland or with the big team. He is the brother of Alex Tuck, who signed that big free agent deal with Washington after he couldn't come to terms with Jarmo Kekäläinen and the Buffalo Sabres. So he's a guy that certainly will provide some experience. The Jackets have lost players not only on the NHL roster, as you know, but some players have moved on from the American League. So it gives the Jackets a little extra insurance. Of course, the big thing here right now, let's be honest about it, is getting Adam Fantilli under contract. And I suspect here that the talks will continue. It's obviously number one. Don Waddell has made it public. His number one goal is to get him signed. And I think that now the Carlson situation is settled. I think that hopefully the two sides get together, and will it be a short term? I guess the big thing is, will it be a short term contract or a longer term contract? And of course, the two players that have filed for arbitration, and Sillinger and Greaves, those two have arbitration hearings coming up here, not this coming week, but the following week. And I suspect, as every Blue Jacket arbitration situation has not ever got to the hearing, so I suspect that there'll be deals made there prior to the arbitration day.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
Never turn it down. And when it comes to top quality service for your Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Subaru, or Polestar, not all service departments are equal, but at Buyers Imports, they invite you to compare. Their factory-trained technicians use those specialty tools and equipment that others do not have access to, and only the factory-approved parts that your vehicle was designed to have, delivering better performance and longer life. In fact, the VW Service Center alone employs master technicians more than any other shop in Central Ohio. And along with the other great things at Buyers Imports, let me tell you right now, there is 1.9% interest on all 2026 Subaru Outbacks for up to 75 months. Great interest rate in these times, not to mention the great automobiles at Buyers Imports by the airport on Hamilton Road.
Jackets will open up at home Thursday, October 1st, against the Buffalo Sabres. You brought up Jarmo, who is running the show in Buffalo. We also saw that John Davidson is now a senior advisor with the Buffalo Sabres. Are you surprised to see JD get back in the mix?
Not at all. In fact, I was talking to JD about it when it looked like his time with the Blue Jackets was coming to an end, and I didn't mince my words. I said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and glad that Jarmo has hired him. He'll provide a little extra expertise, and of course, as a senior advisor, John is always, and I can't tell you, we talked several times a day here through this last hockey season. He did a number of games for the Blue Jackets and was cheering on this team. And boy, we had some great conversations. John certainly expressed his thoughts over the course of the season, wanted this team to make it to the playoffs. And I can't tell you how disappointed he was when they fell short, as we all were.
Jeff, what's the next thing on the calendar here? Who are you talking to? What are you preparing for? I know we've got development camp that is happening, and there's a lot of things that will happen before the guys come back to Columbus to get ready for the season. But who have you been talking to? Have you been learning any tidbits about either any of the new guys or guys that are expecting to take big steps into next season?
Well, we talked about some of the guys that we expect to take a step back, because we had a couple of players kind of fall off last year. Development camp actually is over. That was done a few weeks ago. And I think everybody's zeroing in on what is, and this is the interesting thing here, and I applaud it. I applaud the NHL for it. Training camp will be shorter. The preseason schedule will be shorter. Some teams played as many as 8 preseason games. Teams can play now a maximum of 4. The season will actually start in late September. They've added 2 games. That's excited a lot of folks, because now the Blue Jackets, for instance, in the past, they've had a couple of teams that they only played 3 times. I'm talking about teams within the division, played only 3 times. Now it's the case they'll play 4 times, so that means 2 home and 2 away, and it'll be really, for me, a better test to see who deserves to be closer to a postseason berth, because, of course, there are the wild card spots, but if you finish in the top 3 in your division, of course, you make it to the postseason. So I'm excited about the 84-game season. A lot of folks are, and I think everybody's excited, and maybe the players the most, that the preseason will be cut down to just 4 games, and it'll actually start earlier on, and we might see a Stanley Cup champion, not in the middle or close to the end of June, but a lot earlier.
I know that you dropped Messi's name. You saw him at the grocery store once upon a time. Do you have any other names to drop, Rims?
Not today. I've been wrapped up in this World Cup soccer, and I've, of course, followed the crew and been a Miami fan, but what's really piqued my interest is this World Cup. I've enjoyed every game. In fact, the other semifinal between France and Spain, it was a great game, and I never left the front of the television for the entire game, as I did again today. And boy, I'd suggest if you tape the game, boys, or anybody at home that had to work today, if you've got it on tape, it's well worth watching here over the course of the evening tonight.
All right, Rims, have fun with the dog fighting and cock fighting, and we'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it, and I'll have some more hockey news for you next week, too.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a couple-minute delay if you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. And you're looking at about a 10-minute holdup if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely, unless you're a certified Rude Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Replay this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
This week, it's the game from 2005, Buckeyes at Michigan.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan. The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Matt Fontana and Justin Zwick with you tonight. I just passed by Justin out there, and he looked at me and he said, it's almost all over. And I said, the show
what
or
is?
Life? either one. Okay.
Justin, you got to be careful who you say that to.
That's right.
Because we've been doing a lot of pondering and yearning. We've done pondering and yearning on the show this week.
So, Argentina with a big comeback victory against England today. And I've not heard this, but I've heard people say that it was epic, as it should be. But Argentina took the lead 2-1 late in the game in stoppage time. And I've been told that we have to listen to the play-by-play from Telemundo. Teddy, do you have Telemundo for me? Give it.
Ah, Maca! Ah, Maca!
Messi engancha y va, tiró con la derecha. Asistencia de Leo con la derecha. Por aquí no. Por allá sí.
What is that, like eight twits?
Let me tell you something, man. I appreciate Joe Buck probably more than other people do because Joe Buck allows the moment to live. All right, like he'll call a big play and then he'll just let the crowd tell the story. And a lot of people don't like that, but I do like it. I like it when the broadcaster takes a step back. People know how significant it is. We don't need to be told. We don't need you talking over the significance of the moment to try and get yourself as the news story. However, that was freaking awesome.
Yeah, I
no notes.
I want you to keep going over the moment.
And Timmy,
I want you to.
I want you to call me because I'm sure I'll forget. On Sunday,
let's watch when the final is.
Yeah, Sunday, yeah. 5 o'clock. I'm not watching Fox.
I don't need English speakers.
Hell with Fox.
We need to see it.
We got Spain. We got Argentina. Two Spanish speaking countries in the World Cup final. How are you not going to watch Telemundo?
That's all I'm watching.
Yes.
Haven't we been saying that that's sort of spiked the ratings that they think many English speakers are not watching Fox and they're watching that instead? I mean, you like to listen to music.
Normally, I will not even have the volume up. I'll listen to music.
Unless it's a huge event, you might not, or it's like the Buckeye football game, you probably don't even have the game audio on in the first place. So it doesn't matter what the broadcasters are saying.
No, but for the final,
if it's Chris Berman going back,
I'm watching television.
Or anything else. I can't wait. I can't wait for this.
Adam Schefter has agreed to a long-term extension with ESPN.
Yep.
So good for him.
He did his hit.
Enjoy your money.
Yeah, he was talking with the Rothman and Ice about that and about how his job has changed through the years. He was saying how he, and this is the same with any form of the media, right? Like depending on what you were hired to do and how, you know, shows can change. You might stay with the company, but you have to continue to evolve. And I mean, even when Adam Schefter came into ESPN, that was a highlighted role. Like he was doing that job for NFL Network and he had established himself.
Right.
He had made inroads with probably every general manager on every single team. And beyond that too, more sources beyond just those people. So he was definitely going to have some staying power and he was hired to do like the 9 a.m. Sports Center. And he didn't even have an Instagram account. He didn't have a Twitter account. This is like in 2008. And think about when we started to have like get our social media accounts that we kind of felt we needed to have for this job that we do, just to post and connect with listeners. He didn't have any of that when he started at ESPN, and then that Sports Center at 9 a.m. was gone. I don't know what year that was gone, but it just sort of evolved into basically his job is you get the news, you throw it out there immediately on social media and beat everybody.
Yeah, you don't wait until Sports Center.
No, yeah, or you're not waiting till like a 6 o'clock news or an 11 o'clock news. You do it right when you get it.
Congratulations to him. Seems like a grumpy
enjoy
a-hole,
your money.
But enjoy your money. Back page.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Tired now. I can't do it that many times.
A couple more good clean emails. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. please shoot us a line whenever you want and send us some more notes about the July 30th, Thursday, July 30th.
At the radio station.
The next gathering part deux. We'll have fresh soda and we'll have desserts. Five lucky winners and a plus one will get to hang out with us. So just tell us something nice about why you listen to the show and what's special about it for you. Hey, Reimer, ever heard of LimeWire? Anyhow, do your wives have a specific phrase that signifies you're in trouble or you have a household chore to get done? Mine is, boy, we really need to ... look at the dishwasher. So he says that translates to, now I have to go and do that thing or call that person. Hashtag WTMIHA. Your guy, Matt. The cop who met Mike at Chipotle.
Oh, how you doing, Matt?
What the hell is that hashtag? Oh, Walker told me I have AIDS.
I got a little thing about that Chipotle today. So I go to the same Chipotle pretty much every single day. And normally when I go in there, it's right when they open and the place is a mess because they didn't clean it from the night before. And it's the same people that work there and they just greet me with grunts and whatever. I get my food, I eat it, I leave, fine. Today, I go in there and there is a corporate manager in there dressed very nicely. He's not there very often.
Looks like Agent Smith or something like that.
He was sort of holding court in there.
Good.
The place was spotless. And the same people that greet me with grunts, oh, hello, sir. Welcome to Chipotle. What can we get you today? And I sort of smiled at him because they knew that I knew what was going on. I know what this is going to be like tomorrow, and it's not going to be like this.
Well, don't BS a BSer.
Yeah, that's right.
Type of situation.
Like, I know why you're doing this. It's because of that guy over there.
You guys really suck.
In the slim fit dress shirt. Yeah. I know why. And then tomorrow we're going to be back to...
You don't like me, and I don't like you.
But just put some food in the bowl.
You have the burrito bowl, and I'm going to keep coming because I want it.
Buckeyes show's next. We'll see you tomorrow for a Too Hot Thursday. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at slowdown due to an accident if you're on southbound 270 on the west outer belt after Cemetery Road at about a 15-minute holdup on westbound 670 from 5th Avenue to 315. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. This is your ferry captain speaking. We've departed to Put-in Bay. Visit museums, caves, and nature trails. Try golf, fishing, or fly in a biplane. Finally, sit down for great food, beer, and wine. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.